a message about the Father's heart. I remember on Mother's Day, Dee came and shared a beautiful message on the mother heart of God and how God is not either male or female, but He embodies both of what we consider the genders, and that God is a God of nurture, and that He has all of those characteristics that we attribute to a good mother all wrapped up in God. So I don't think I need to reiterate that He's got all the characteristics of a good father wrapped up in Him. I just wanted to honor my Father today on Father's Day. Sometimes we forget that the Lord did not call us just to be robots, just to be servants, just to get His work done for Him on His behalf. He calls us to a much, much higher place than that. He calls us as children. And sometimes I think we forget that. I don't know about the rest of you, but my children have such a special, special place in my heart. Nothing they could do would ever destroy that special compassion that I have for my kids and love that I have for my kids. Nothing they could do. None of their behaviors. That doesn't mean that I embrace and endorse all the things they do, but nothing could separate them from the love and the desire that I have for them as my kids. And when I think about God as the perfect Father, I'm aware that His love is so paramount in everything that He does. We lose sight of that. We grew up in a conditional world. In a world where we're taught that we're valuable if we can achieve such and such, or love is withheld from us if we do things that our earthly fathers don't approve of. Sometimes I think that one of our greatest stumbling blocks in the body of Christ is the fact that God called Jesus Father, because none of us had perfect fathers. And when we think about the term father, sometimes we wrestle with that because of the experiences we had with our own earthly fathers. And we tend to, without realizing it, equate in our minds who God is. And we attribute to Him the same characteristics that we've experienced in our flawed earthly fathers. But that's not who He is. It's not who He is. And more and more and more, I'm aware of how dependent I've been on my own human wisdom and understanding, and not actually on the revelation that God speaks to us through His Word as to who He really is. I was telling Dee this morning, and I've already sort of briefly shared my little encounter at the lake yesterday. But we were with a group of people at the lake yesterday. We were with my daughter and her husband and their whole house group. There were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, at least 8 Christians at the lake yesterday when I slipped off that rock and ripped the toenail off my big toe. And it literally was just standing straight up, and blood started kind of pouring out of it, and it was really quite. But this is what I was thinking about this morning. This was really interesting to me. My first reaction was to kind of immediately say, wow, I wish I hadn't done that. And then I looked for something to sort of temporarily hold it together. Got a paper towel and wrapped it around my toe. Pushed my toenail back down, wrapped a paper towel around it. And Lauren had a hair tie that she dug in her and found. And so I could take her little hair tie and twist it around that paper towel. And I sort of just stuck my foot back in my shoe. And we had about a half mile hike up the hill back to my truck. And we left immediately to go to the urgent care, and then drove up to Los Alamos and got to the urgent care. But I was thinking about it this morning. There were 8 Christians, and we say that we believe in the power of prayer. Not a one of us, not a one of us thought to just stop and pray right there. It never entered my mind. It never entered any of our minds. And the Lord woke me up in the middle of the night last night. And I was laying on the couch thinking about that. And he said, he kind of spoke to my heart. He said, this is why we don't see the kinds of things that I want to manifest. Because nobody ever gives me a chance to actually do those things. And I stopped and thought about it, and I realized if my first reaction had not been to pack it up and deal with it the way man would deal with it, we have a Father that wants to pour good and perfect gifts into us, and I realized that our natural reaction is never to even give Him an opportunity to do that. I really felt like he told me that if we had just stopped and prayed, that a brand new toenail would have happened right then and there, and we could have gotten in that canoe, and I could have gone back out with my granddaughters like I was getting ready to do, to take them and go paddling around in the lake. But we never even thought to involve God in the midst of that circumstance. And I wonder, on this Father's Day, particularly in our intellectual community, and I have to stand and say that I'm the cheapest among sinners. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. That's the scary part. When you look at how, if you want to know what somebody believes, don't listen to what they say. Watch the way they live when they're under stress. And what came out of me was absolute godlessness. I'm just confessing that. I'm just being honest. Because I know that God has so much more for us as a society. He wants to touch. He wants to heal. He wants to manifest the same things that He manifests through His Son. I am absolutely certain that the whole reason that Jesus came was so that He could go to the Father, send us the same Spirit by which He operated, and so that His power and glory and mercy and compassion and healing and provision could be made manifest to a lost and a dying world through us, His body. He empowered us for that by His Spirit. But our natural reactions as a Western society is to deal with stuff the way we've always dealt with it. And I have to come face to face with the fact that I have more faith in the medical community than I do in my own God. Now, you'll never hear me preach that. Well, maybe he will. Maybe that's what I'm doing right now. But I'm coming face to face with the reality. We are so good at self-deception, at believing that we're in a place that we really aren't, to uphold our religious imagery. But when the rubber meets the road, you can't listen to what we say. We have to look at the way we respond in the midst of these. And the Lord was just challenging me last night. He said, "You're my son. You're my son." He said, "Do you think that if you had asked me for bread that I would have given you a stone? Do you think if you'd have asked me for an egg that I would have given you a serpent? Why didn't you just ask?" And I had to come face to face with something inside of me that I hate to have to acknowledge is there. But I really, really, with all of my heart, believe that as His children, we have something that we have yet to step into. And we desperately, desperately need a deep revelation that we are His children. I had to stop and think, what would I have done had my child slipped and hurt himself? What would I have done? I would have done everything in my power to minister to him or her, depending on which of my two children it was at the time. What would I have done for my child? Everything in my power. And if we're really his kids, why would God not do the same for us? Because we don't ask. We don't give him the chance. And I had to come face to face with that reality in my own life yesterday. I love to pretend that I've got it together, but apparently I don't. Maybe that's why we need a Savior, do you think? Maybe that's why there's none of us who's any better than any other, and maybe that's why we're called not to judge people no matter where they are, no matter what they believe, no matter where their understanding is. Maybe that's why we're called to just be completely dependent on the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and on Daddy. Maybe he wants us to understand something much deeper than that. So on Father's Day today, all I want to say is thank you, Father, that I can step into that. I don't even know what that's going to look like. I do know one thing. God is he's hard at work rearranging the way we think. It shouldn't surprise us because he told us in the scriptures that we're transformed by the renewing of our minds. He even used the word repent, which literally means change the way you think. It doesn't mean change what you do, by the way. It means change the way you think. Metanoeo in the Greek, change your mindset. Now, a change of thinking will result in a change of behavior, but repentance is not about changing what you do. It's about changing the way we think. It's about letting God strip away all those false concepts and those things that it says in 2 Corinthians, those strongholds and the vain imaginations that are exalting themselves against the knowledge of God. We desperately need an overhaul up here and in here. So I'm asking God on Father's Day, Dad, would you take what I think I know in my head and work it into my heart so that there's a consistency between what I already know intellectually and theologically, but so that that becomes a part of who I am and the way I live. Not just what I think, but who I am. Not just what I believe, but who I am. Because you are, I am, and you want to be, I am, in me. Because that's the mystery. Christ in us, our hope of glory. As Paul was talking about, it's not I that live, but it's Christ in me, my hope. And particularly in our society today, more and more and more I'm seeing a need for a deep understanding of who we are as the body of Christ so that we can love the way he loves, so that we're not unhinged by the chaos in this world, and so that we can fully experience the love of the Father in our own hearts and lives. So, Father, I'm just going to ask for you to do that in every one of us here. I want to thank you for those of us who are here tonight. And I want to ask for a fresh outpouring of the knowledge of your love. Father, what we know in our heads apparently isn't enough. It wasn't enough for me yesterday. I needed something deeper than that. And if it had been deeper, rooted into me, maybe things would have been different. So I want to ask you to move what we know about your love. I think theologically we all acknowledge that you love us, but there's something that needs to go a whole lot deeper in most of our lives. The depth of your love for us, the fact that you died for us to prove that we are to die for. bring us into covenant with you so that by your blood we can come boldly before your throne and there receive your mercy and your help in our time of need. But where we just don't just quote that as a verse, but when we find ourselves in a time of need, that's the first thing we do. But Lord, we ask you to just reveal the depth of your love. The depth of your love. And we thank you for that. That's all I got to share this afternoon.
Just sitting here looking at Naomi and thinking, it was reminding me of when Lauren was that age, because she kind of had red hair too. And I remember, now I'm going to tie this in with Father's Day. I remember, you know, at that point in our lives, we were about your guys' age, and we were just, the Lord was just leading us into a relationship with him at that point. So we didn't really understand too much, and we had kind of come out of a lifestyle where we had been in the whole party scene and running from God and everything, and then we're coming face to face with him and what all of this is about and trying to figure it out. And we had just started kind of gotten hooked up with a four square church where people were kind of expressive in worship, and neither one of us had ever seen that before. And Dave at that point was kind of asking the Lord, well, why do people raise their hands? What's that all about? And he came in one day from work, and I mean, Lauren was maybe 10 months old at that point, or not even. She was in the playpen, and he was the center of her world as soon as he came in the door. And she just lit up. And her hands went like this. And Dave kind of said, ah, now I understand. But I wanted to encourage us this evening. You know, I think there's times and seasons in our lives where the Lord's sort of stirring things in us. And even though we've walked that path before, he's stirring something fresh and new in us and wanting to take things a little deeper. And so I want to encourage each one of us tonight, even though in our hearts, you know, we may have done this to the Lord and wanted to embrace him with all of our hearts and wanted him to be the center of our world, I want to encourage us tonight to allow him to take that a little deeper, that we might make a choice tonight to embrace him in a little bit stronger, more deliberate way, maybe, than we have before. To love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And to allow him to come and be the center of our world, maybe in a way that we haven't, to a degree that we haven't before. You know, because he's always moving us on. He's growing us, changing us. And I think even though we may have walked that path before where he said, look, I want to be the center of your world. And we said, yes, Lord, I want that. My sense tonight is that he's challenging us to allow that to happen in a little bit deeper way than maybe it has before.
I got one more thing to add about that. Because I've noticed that the older I get, the less childlike I get. Now, notice that I didn't say the less childish, because I'm still childish in a lot of ways. I said the less childlike. But the Lord said, if you want to come to me, you have to come like a child. You have to come like a child, childlike. As Dee was refreshing my memory about that time when Lauren, just with everything in her, she never even stopped and thought about it, I'm sure, because she wasn't old enough to do that. It's funny how kids are like that. They don't stop to think. They just express themselves. They just come without any fear of any kind of repercussion. They don't expect to be pushed away. Tragically, they learn as they get older. But kids, when they come so open and so willing to receive and so expectant. And I found that the older I get, the less childlike I've become. Right? Now, what I'd love to do is I'd love to flip that over. I'd love to put away the childish and embrace the childlike. But I find myself still childish in some ways, like the temper tantrums and the I want my way, those kind of things. Those things are still pretty strong sometimes. But I think Dee's admonition is a good one, that we just accept the challenge from God. Because you know what? He's right here, right now, in our midst. Remember that He's not I was. He's not I will be. He's I am. The only time we can meet Him is right now. It's the only time we can meet with God. He's not the God of the future, though He did come to give us a future and a hope. We can't live out of our experiences with Him in the past. He is I am, and He's always I am. And He's right here, right now, so we can respond to Him and just say in our own way, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. I open my heart to You. I'm lifting my arms to You, my hands to You, Father. Pick me up, Daddy. Pick me up, Daddy. I need a hug from You today. Pick me up, Daddy, and touch my heart. I love You. And it's a struggle sometimes for me, but I want You to be my whole world. I want everything in my life to revolve around You and who You are and what You've done for me. Because You told me that if I sought first Your kingdom, Your righteousness, I wouldn't have to worry about anything else. All these things will be added. Won't have to worry about what I eat, what I wear, where I live. None of that. It'll all take care of itself. Because I'm Your child and You take care of Your kids. And He does.